Hello and welcome to Relatable with Sui. I personally want to thank you for joining me today. On this podcast, we talk about all things relatable and, of course, self-improvement. This is your host, Sui Lanji. Hey everyone, welcome back to this week's episode of Relatable with Sui. So we are continuing the friendship series, and today's part, which is part two, is a question: do we really need friends? And to answer that question, for me, it's a definite yes, in my opinion. If you think you don't need friends to actually survive, please, I really want to argue with someone over this topic. So if you can just text me on my Instagram or wherever, I don't know, wherever you've seen this from, just text me and give me your opinions. I would really want to hear them. But for me, I think everybody needs a friend to actually survive. And before I actually begin on some of the reasons that I think we need friends or why friends are important, I just want to state these three facts that I actually came across. And the first fact was humans thrive on relationships. The second one was humans need connection. Need, by the way. And you feel alive when you are in a relationship with others, a happy relationship to be specific. So let me just get right into the things that I actually think we need friends for, or the importance of friends. I have 8 things on my list. I just made this list a little bit short. Otherwise, I could have listed even 100. Even when I was trying to come up with the reasons, I was actually struggling on how to like compile them into something very short, because there were just so many things that were coming up. But I am pretty sure that things that I'm going to mention are going to sum up most of the other minor points or reasons. And the first reason is friends contribute to your happiness. Friends contribute to your happiness. I won't really explain that in depth because I feel like it's a straightforward sentence. So I was listening to a TED talk, and this guy was like, he read somewhere, apparently I didn't get the name, I don't know, I forgot to write down the name of some great, you know, these philosophers or whatever. This guy said, friends are God's apology for your family. It's actually really funny, but I think it's somehow a little bit honest. Like, let's just be real. Friends... let me not get into my second point. Let me finish, then maybe we can get back to this. So the second thing is, whether you realize it or not, your friends shape who you are. So friends influence you, whether you realize it or not. I was that kind of a person who used to say, you know what, no, I know where I stand, and it doesn't matter who's my close friend and stuff like that. I know who I am and blah, blah, blah. I won't become like them. But you know what? I actually realized it's a lie. We don't realize it, but actually the closest people, to be specific, not just anyone, the closest people you hang around with, you begin to act more like them, or they begin to act more like you. Have you ever seen a group of people, a group of friends, and they all act the same, and they get along so well? When you actually look back into their history, or how they were when they were kids and stuff like that, not even kids, just maybe years before they actually met, you find that some of them were not even actually like that. But ever since they started hanging out with these people, they became more like those people, because friends influence you and you don't realize. People say you are who you hang out with, and that's true to some extent. That's very, very true. The closest friends that you have around, you all have kind of like this same mentality. That's why they are your friends, because you kind of like think the same. You agree on most things. So whether you realize it or not, your friends shape who you are. That's why it's important to pick friends, good friends, or people who you aspire to be, because not everybody wants to be a good person anyways. And then the third thing is, you learn from your friends. Even as early as childhood, we learn simple things such as sharing from friends. Like, babies learn from other babies. Even those bad manners we used to have when we were kids, we learned most of them from our friends, like the little friends. We learn a lot of things from our friends, even be it English, how to dress, how to walk. Most of us, where we come from, it's not everything that you hear from your parents. It's not every time that your parents sit you down and tell you, oh, this is how you're supposed to act when you are in a relationship. This is how you get yourself a boyfriend, or this is how you get yourself a girlfriend. We learn all these things through TV, the internet, and our friends. Most of the things that we have learned them from our friends. And then The fourth thing is friends support you even more than your family. Everybody can testify to this. I think everyone can agree with me. You have that one friend who's always supporting you, even with your stupid ideas, even with the craziest thing ever. They're always there supporting you. Friends are the ones who support us the most. They're always encouraging you, always pushing you, you know, especially, you know, those people, your best friends and whatnot. Yeah, so friends support you. And then the fifth thing is you are less lonely when you have friends. If you have real friends, to be specific, because there are people out there who have a lot of friends and yet they feel lonely. I feel like those people just don't have genuine friends. If you have genuine friends, you never feel lonely. They'll always be there. Friends will be there to entertain you. If you have genuine friends, you will not feel lonely at all. And then number six, friends give you a reality check. So this goes both ways. When you look at your friends, you see that they have everything in order. They have their lives in order. They have everything worked out. And you begin to ask yourself, how about me? Where am I? What have I done with my life? And you begin to work, you know, you get on your feet and you begin to work hard and just try to organize your life and put your life in order. And then the second way this works is that friends will tell you things that you can't see. Let me give an example of a very common mistake, especially for us girls. When you're in a relationship with someone and then that person doesn't seem right for you. Like most of us, when we're in a relationship, we are blinded by love and we don't even see what's wrong and what not. And then your friends will actually see. Your friends will see that there's something wrong. They know that there's something wrong with that guy. They know that you're not happy, but you're just in there. If you have genuine friends, they will come and tell you, you know what, Sui, this relationship is not the right one for you. This guy is like this and like that. He does this and he does that. He's just not the right person for you. So there are so many other instances. You can create examples for yourself, but friends, real, real friends will give you a reality check. The seventh thing is friends are important for growth. Be it spiritual growth, emotional growth, friends will be there to help you grow. The eighth thing is friends can sometimes help you not make risky decisions or generally bad decisions. They will be there to advise you. Even when you go to them to ask for advice, they will tell you, I think that this thing that you're doing is not right. This is wrong, blah, blah, blah. Even when you're trying to gamble, if you have a very good friend and he sees that, you know what, she's putting in too much money on the wrong stuff, they will let you know what, I think this move you're about to make is going to be a very dangerous one. Don't do it. Sometimes we might seem upset with them, but then in the end you realize, oh my God, if I had done that, I would have been in so much trouble and I would have been regretting my decisions. So friends will help you not to make those bad decisions. That's if, I keep saying, if you have genuine friends. Friends who really care about you. And yeah, so I think that's it. But I just really want to say I'm really grateful for my friends, to be honest. I don't think I would have been where I am right now if it wasn't for my friends. When it comes to school, I am really grateful. People have been so helpful, you know. There are days when you even forget you're supposed to go to class and then someone tells you, we have class today, or just come to class. Or don't miss this lecture. Oh, here, I'm sending you some answers for something. And you're like, wow, if it wasn't for this person, I was probably going to fail this test. Or somebody just, I don't know. There's just so many things to be grateful for. Everybody needs a friend. I'll ask people who are good at making friends how they've made their friends. And maybe I can come share with you guys on how to make a friend. If you don't have a friend, please find one. Everybody needs a friend. It's just an essential thing of life, I should say. Yeah, so on that note, I am going to end here. And next week, we have another topic, part three. And I think it's going to be a really interesting topic, I think. Yeah, so don't forget to tune in. And thank you for tuning in today. I really appreciate, as usual. Thank you, guys. Don't forget to subscribe, as usual, and share. Thank you so much, everybody. Until next week.